Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Tuesday, so we are talking about getting healed. If you want to follow along, we do have some books available that give the basic fundamentals of what we're talking about. Obviously, on the radio, we can go a lot deeper and hopefully a lot more timely for our situation, both personally and in the larger scheme of things of what's going on in the world. But we've been talking about the results of getting healed. And we've been talking about how we want to find our motivation from within. And we also want to be aware of the changes that occur as we are healed. That all change is hard. It affects our lives, even good change. So we want to be forewarned, forearmed, so that when we change, as God changes us, as we cooperate with Him, and likewise, if we change our own lifestyle by learning life skills, we are aware that those changes affect a variety of different parts of our life. It's not just about being free, but with freedom comes responsibility. I think in this area, we've had a lot of neglectful teachings that once you become a Christian, there's a certain list of things you do them, and then you just wait for, you either wait to die and go to heaven to be with God, or you wait for some cataclysmic event to take you away to be with God. But our focus is so much on getting away. And when we do focus on now, this present time, it's in regards to fulfilling God's purpose. And we've talked before in our Practical Christianity series on Mondays, how God's purpose is not out there. He's not all concerned about what's going on in your circumstances, as far as He's not worried about them. In fact, He's arranged your circumstances for His purposes, which is for you to learn to depend on Him. It's not about changing you so you are more like Him. In your spirit, you already are. You are, in fact, cooperating with Him to become whole and complete and entire in Him, spirit, soul, and body. So when we recognize that His purpose for us here on this earth is different than our expectations, one of us is going to have to change. And I'll bet it's not going to be God. So even if we're healed, if we don't, or even as we are healed, if we don't recognize that our beliefs will also have to change, our actions will also have to change, our relationships will also have to change, then when those changes come about, we may fight against them. We may resist them. We may resist God in that healing. So we want to embrace that, not just the healing part, but the change part. Once we understand that that change is going to have a far-reaching effect in our lives, then we can recognize that as we appreciate each change, appreciate each freedom, each healing, we're taking a journey. Tomorrow is not going to be the same as today. And for each opportunity we have, it's all about depending on Him. And it's not just for something, but receiving from. So we're not just depending on God. We're receiving from. That's the, by connecting to Him, by depending on Him, is how we receive. So it's like we hook, like a hose being hooked onto a spigot. That's, we're depending on Him. And then He turns on His life and it flows through us. And it's that flowing through us that brings us healing and brings change. Now that gives us more and more connection to the way He wants things done in our lives. And remember, you're agreeing with Him and you're cooperating with Him. So it's not like He's telling you what to do and you're trying to decide to do it or not. It's He's taking on those barriers between your spirit and soul. So our next result of getting healed is investing our inheritance as sons of God. The more we experience healing, the more of God's life is flowing to and through us. Part of that purpose, part of that life is the desire to carry out His purposes on this earth, which is you. When you understand that the reason you're here, the reason He created the earth and all the circumstances in your life, He created them for you to learn how to rule and reign now. Not to establish a kingdom, that's already been done. Not to get something from God. But now that you've received it in your spirit, also receive it, receive Him, receive that eternal life in your soul and your body. And how do we do that? We learn to be the sons of God that we are. He chooses how He works through each one of us. Yet in every circumstance, He is also teaching us to grow up into the full stature. This is the same way that Jesus learned while He walked this earth, is He learned from His Father. Redemption itself, paying for all sins, has already been taken care of. But we learn the same way He learned. And each one of us has projects that God has assigned and set apart for us to be working on while we're here. Now, projects are different than purpose. Projects are what God assigns to you to do so you can learn certain skills, sharpen your senses, learn how to live as a spirit being here on this earth. How to rule and reign now. Not because He needs us to do it, to accomplish something, but because part of our dependence training is learning how to wisely steward our inheritance. your inheritance, you've already received eternal life. Let's put it this way. You're a son of the king. What will you inherit? The kingdom. Are you ready to rule that kingdom? I think not. So that's the process we're in, is learning to rule that kingdom. Now, the illustration ends there because you only take over a rulership of the kingdom when the king dies. Well, God's not going to die. But remember, we don't know what else he has up his sleeve. Our job now is to prepare. And this is, you know, where we get the whole focus of the ministry, is there are things we can be doing to be ready for whatever God has next. And that's what we're here for, is to be ready. It's we're in second grade. We don't know what third grade's going to be like, but we can be ready for it by taking second grade seriously, doing our homework, taking the tests, obviously showing up for class, and paying attention, not being distracted by the kid in the corner with the spitwads, not being distracted by the clock, but by paying attention to what God is doing, what he's teaching you, taking it seriously, and learning, developing the way he wants you to be developing. Now, sometimes there's going to be a lot of people in your classroom. Sometimes you're going to be alone. But you can rely on your teacher, God himself, to be training you in what you will need to be prepared for what you have next. So we don't want to be distracted. We don't want to get caught up in what other people say our job is here, our duty, our role. You have an opportunity here to learn to rule and reign as spirit beings, as sons of God. So our inheritance, you have inherited it. You don't need to qualify. You don't need to measure up or receive it. You've already received it. That doesn't mean you're in the position or able to be operating as king in that kingdom. We've all got a long way to go. But God knows how quickly we need to be there. And let's reflect again on what he gets out of this. He's not concerned about his reputation. He's not like us. He's not concerned about what other people think of him. So don't worry about, well, you know, we need to go out and this is, you know, evangelize the world because this is, you know, what we're here for. No, you're here to do what God tells you to do. What projects he has, work on those. If he so chooses to draw someone to himself through you, that's none of your business. He may or may not. Now, here's the rub. Because you are now a spirit being, your basic nature is to give. So odds are, that's always a good primary evaluation of what your new assignment is. A primary way of telling if it's from God or not. It will be, is this something that is giving? Is this something that is pouring out of myself? Not your own strengths, your own temperaments, but what you have already received from God. Now, you may or may not recognize that you're giving, but this is one of the ways God encourages us, that we are hearing Him, that we are receiving His love, is that He shows us, sometimes after the fact, how much we have given to others. Not of our stuff, even though that's sometimes a reflection, but of the eternal life we've received. Do we give freely of what we've received freely? Do we give unconditionally what we have received unconditionally? So we are beginning to see things from a totally different perspective. And that perspective will change as well over time. As God opens your eyes, opens my eyes, opens all of our eyes, to see things from His perspective, to see things as they really are. You know, for us to conclude that we know what's going on, we just don't have enough information. And we don't even know that we don't have enough information. So we let God teach us on His terms, and through this healing process, we receive more and more. And through that receiving, we give. But that's the whole part of our inheritance, is it's not something we need to get. And it's not about deserving. There's this whole thing out now that you deserve this and you deserve that. And, you know, everybody deserves health care and everybody deserves a house or everybody deserves, you know, a secure job. It's like we deserve what we earn. There's nothing, you know, in deserving design. That's the TV program. I've never gotten that. How can someone deserve design? So, no, it's a way, it's a gimmick. And it's a way to manipulate people. So when you hear that, you know, well, I deserve this. Well, you deserve it if you earned it. If you can pay for it, it's yours. That's the only way you deserve anything. So for us to say we deserve God to move on our behalf because we have done what He's required, that's a basic misunderstanding of the way God operates in our lives. He doesn't give you anything because you deserve it. He gives it to you because He loves you. It's a reflection of Him, not you. It really has nothing to do with you. He gives you His eternal life, His very nature, because that's who He is. That's what He is. He is a giver. And now likewise, we are givers. I like to say that grace is receiving unconditionally what God gives unconditionally and just saying thanks. And ministry is giving unconditionally what we have received unconditionally and just saying you're welcome. Simplifies things, doesn't it? When we break it down that cleanly, we find we're really just in so many ways trying to make complex what God has made simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. Depend on God. He'll teach you. He'll give you what you need. Give you the healing you need. Reveal your flesh and then take it away. And give you what you need to overcome your enemies. All through depending on Him. So we are learning to live as sons of God and ruling and reigning here now. We are co-inheritors, not lesser inheritors. We are joint heirs, not lesser heirs. We inherit with God. There's no variety of inheritances. We're all getting the same kingdom. We're all entering the same kingdom. Now we try to figure that out. Just let it go at that. The inheritance God has for you, you've already received in your spirit. It's everything. That's like the whole idea of, can God have, you know, or a parent that has more than one child, do they have favorites? Well, favorite really just means favored. And you can favor every single one of your children equally so they can all be your favorite. It's your choice. It's not about them. It's about you. Do you favor them? So you are God's favorite. I am God's favorite. We're all, each one of us, God's favorite. And he's paying attention to you. Because you're his favorite. He's arranging every circumstance in your life to bring you into greater rest, greater dependence, and greater healing. And getting healed in one area encourages us to persevere and desire more healing. Once you've tasted and experienced that freedom and the change that comes from healing, you want more. God uses our need for healing to get our attention in order to draw us into dependence on him. But God does not tease. He doesn't draw our attention to a need or a wound without having the fulfillment, the healing, ready according to his timing. He doesn't say, okay, this is an area you need to be healed in. Ha, 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 ha. Or he doesn't say, this is an area you need to be healed in. Get yourself healed. When we respond and say, Lord, heal. Yes, I need to be healed here. He heals. And a lot of times, we've talked about this, he heals without us even knowing about it. He wants you healed. It's not something we need to talk him into. We don't need to convince him that, oh, if you heal me in this area, God, then I'll be able to minister. Or then I'll have a testimony. Then I'll be able to minister to others who have had this wound. No, he wants you healed because he wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body. So you don't need to convince him. But what we do need to remember is that we've got a ways to go. Once your wounds have all been healed, you've got previous generations' wounds to be healed. And you've got yesterday's wounds to be healed. Because you're not going to stop being wounded. You're going to be wounded today. You're going to be wounded tomorrow. Might as well settle that. But it's not something to be feared because you know how to go to the Father to get healed. So you get wounded, you get healed, you go on with your day. So the desire and need for healing is one of the ways God teaches us perseverance because we're going to need that, part of which is learning to overcome the fear of making mistakes. That really is, especially in Christian circles, such a big fear. We don't want to step out and do anything because we might do it wrong, especially in supernatural things. We might do it wrong. And then we'd be open to the demonic, you know, and we're going to get involved in things we shouldn't get involved with. You are the authority over those things. Before you can learn to be a victor over them, you're going to have to make mistakes around them. But you are already, you have already overcome all of that. Everything in that, in the supernatural realm, you have authority over right now. We need to learn to exercise that authority, learn to rule, learn to reign. So we, and this is the connection to that healing, is when we make a mistake, if we believe that God's disappointed in us, we've believed a lie, and a wound forms. And that needs to be healed, because that lie keeps us from God's life, God's truth in that area. So he comes in and says, nah, just get up and try again. Now there's this old idea that God will never put us in a situation that we can't handle. And hopefully we know by now that that's not true. He's going to put you in a lot of situations that you can't handle. But he'll never put you in a situation that he can't handle, that he hasn't crafted for you. You're never out of his reach, out of his earshot. So many times we call what he is doing in our lives an attack. Hey, it may well be an attack, but you're being attacked for your good, either to reveal where you're vulnerable or to give you an opportunity to do battle and win or lose. Very often, we learn more from our failures than our successes. So let's value and let's make the most of when we miss and really step back and go, okay, now, what was that all about? You know, God, where did I miss it? And we have this idea of, Lord, where did we miss you? It's like, no, you can't miss him. He's in you. You're one with him in your spirit. You missed something about the opportunity. Or you didn't have a skill developed. This is goes back to our lifestyle. Is our lifestyle geared around receiving from him on a moment-by-moment basis? Or are we just trying to make a place for him in our lives and then caring about the rest of the week on our own terms, doing our own thing? So getting healed results in intimacy with God. This relationship is unlike anything we have experienced. So it is hard for us to comprehend or explain. Let's just say that all this processing that we go through is worth it. We get a taste now and then of what freedom and rest and his acceptance and how much he values each one of us as an individual. We get a taste of that, a glimpse in our soul. And that we want more. And he wants us to want more of him. But to get more in our soul, we're going to have to be healed. We're going to have to know him. We're going to have to overcome our enemies. And just on a practical note, within the church, learning to go to the Lord to get healed frees up the time of those within the body who have a specific skill or gift so they can minister and help those who have not yet learned how to go to the Lord for healing. So it's not just for your sake, but for the sake of others that you are to learn how to get healed. You don't need to go to someone else. God is there for you. Learn how to go to him. So we'll be getting back together again on Thursday morning at 7:30. If you've got any questions, it's Diane at wecanprepare.org. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.